go down our listing. We have a person of the yearly bonus. I'd like Wednesday. We owe one of our staff the bonus and the increase due to the longevity of their employment. So we'll have that prepared for us Wednesday to take care of that. Oh, you need it today.
If we could do it today, I could get it before Thanksgiving.
You won't have any problem taking care of the resolution for me if I suspend the rules again, do you?
No,
it's already. Oh, okay, I see.
Is her performance okay?
It's exceptional. I can't say anything bad, or I would, but what I like is about trying to, and the other is the complications of this not having our office has been, it's been crucial to us. I don't think we're going to get back into the chambers for a month, but yes.
Are we going to be able to move back into our old offices Monday?
Maybe. I'll go check that when we get done here. Is that resolution in the book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which tab is it under?
Six.
Six.
And if we didn't approve it today, then when would you get it?
Oh, it'll kick it on to the 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I'll be looking at the December.
Into Christmas?
Yeah.
But you want it now?
She earned it now.
I'm just giving her a hard time.
That was pretty smooth there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move, but we're back in session, right?
Yes.
I move that we suspend the rules.
I'll second that. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crum, seconded by Chairman Lawler, to suspend the rules. Without any discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yep.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone.
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a resolution in our books that covers, therefore, the Osage Mineral Council hereby is approved a 5% bonus for Lacey Reynolds, and the chairperson of the Osage Mineral Council are authorized to sign the resolution and all supporting documents. I entertain a motion at this time.
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor by Secretary Redcorn, and then the second by Councilwoman Boone. Without any discussion, I'd ask for the question, please. Is there any questions?
I do have one.
Yes.
And it really not going to affect my vote. But are we doing a formal evaluation, at least
yes,
on a sheet, and putting it into a file?
Yes, I do that.
And we are keeping a file on it?
Yes, and then I've got to do Amy's next.
Okay. That's my one question.
Yes, and then we'd send it right into HR. Their evaluations have been honest. I think that no one could work under these conditions. But they've done very well, and I'm appreciative of that. So with that, call for the question. Is that all you had, sir?
That was it.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Do you have one available that you can take care of? I can sign right now. Can I sign this one and what?
It says draft on it. You'll have to come to the office. I just have to take the watermark off.
I got you. Okay. We'll do that right after we get down here. Ma'am, I thank you very much. So we'll take that off of Thursday's biannual meeting agenda. We went ahead and had one prepared that matches what our last one is. Wednesday, we'll decide if there's something else you'd like to add to it. And this will have us in compliance with the 30 days before the meeting of the having the agenda out. Go ahead, Council.
I'd like to add one right now so I don't forget about it. And that is discussing the surface owner notification system that's been involved here.
Yes, sir.
And particularly involved with the 30-day separate comment periods on each action. As a matter of fact, Saying that, I would like to put that on next week's agenda, whatever day it is, Thursday.
Thursday, 10 o'clock.
So that when we have our BIA partners in here, we can quiz about that again. I've already kind of accosted her at the summit, told her that I wanted some answers about how this came about and why. It makes no sense to me that we have that, because we're the dominant estate, and why give them, especially over like leasing, what possible reason would they have for not approving one? So why do they, what possible reason could a surface owner give for not allowing us to come in? Or not to have a lease, or there's no outcome for them, so why are we doing it? It's just taking time for no reason.
I need that.
Another roadblock.
So I want that on there, because she's not going to be able to change anything at the meeting, but I'd like to be able to hear her meeting. There's stuff next week, but I want to add that question onto the list, and I'll then read your list and see what else might be.
The only thing that we had added on is a digital base update and clarity on it. But yes, sir, Lacey will have that put on Thursday's agenda. And then right after it, have the approval of the agenda, because I do feel like there's going to be two things we want to add to this one here.
Okay.
I'd like to say that we've already had comments from Performance, the Bearing Beetle 1.2 acre request. It's going to almost have to be a demand, and then we'll have considerations of the EIS and the EA's programmatic, whatever. And we'll have the advice from our attorney. So is there any other questions on the agenda itself? And if there is, bring them up Thursday and we'll complete it and then send it out. Quit. I know, because I just feel you over here. Okay, thank you, Jerry. With that, I'd like to go on into the softball field well plugging.
What was it, Lacey or Amy? You said that wasn't even supposed to wind up on the agenda. It just wound up on there by mistake, or what?
We had made a listing, and we flew it pretty quick. Yes, sir. Everything looks well. The last, actually, Councilman Redcorn had reviewed it with Director Lynn over the. It had been checked, it passed all the, it's air environmentals. And with that, Council.
I just pointed out, and if you're referring to the email I
yes.
sent to Council, was I agree with Mr. Lynn's commentary on it, but I wanted to further emphasize what he was already stating, that they found no evidence of impact.
That's correct. Thank you.
So we need to utilize that one little sentence and ensure that that's been told.
And Chairman?
Yes, please.
That well from last month, Mrs. Smith, that well 1A, it has been, LWS called me up yesterday and it had been plugged, and they were restoring the location yesterday. So
yes, Patricia.
And last month, whenever we started in on that, so that's whenever I found out that Gus had left us.
Okay.
It was, that all just kind of started last month with getting the plug in and getting the instructions and everything. It wound up having to go to Denver. But yeah, that's whenever I found out Gus had left us.
This well was right at this woman's back door. Thank you, Joseph. And Lester Well Service Council.
Oh, I just wanted to follow up and say that there is a lot of commentary on these plugins, and I think in the future, we're going to be dealing with a lot of these. To me, it's telling the story of what's to come. We've got these guys out there. But I want to be ensured that we listen to the reports like the one we got, because there's a lot of folks out there with no training and how to assess.
Mm-hmm. They're the first one that the newscasters put the microphone in front
right.
of. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that officially we say that this report, the BPAs, or Mr. Lynn said, had a conclusive remark of what I just stated.
We'll have that.
That should be our official stance.
Director's report.
Going forward.
In.
If I might finish, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Just say that, Chairman, if the Mineral Council gives a response, or that's going to be our stance, is based on that report, and we'll follow up with what our attorney says, is that this group in Dallas is also our federal trustee when it comes to environmental matters. So that report has a very long, it's
comprehensive, yeah.
Very, yes, and it should, we should try to lessen the speak of, like I said, I went down and talked to some folks or listened. I didn't talk, I listened. And they think this is going on, they think that's going on. But they really don't know. They've not been trained, you know. There's impacts out there, but what's the official word out there? And the other, yeah, I want to make sure we're careful as a Mineral Council.
Thank you, Council.
I believe one of the reasons that was placed on the agenda was to discuss the Oklahoma Corporation Commission paying half of the charges to Plug.
The $37,000 or whatever, the agreement made to do the tracking of what happened to the original 50 price.
Well, I don't even know who did the agreement. I don't think anyone had
did
the
not.
Agreement with
we did not.
Well, I think that's why it was put on there.
Yes, ma'am. Amy.
Oh, I just had a question. Is that something you might just want to add to the newsletter? The report about no impact finding?
Well, actually, that would be very good.
If we do, I would like Mr. Lynn to summarize that report for the article.
Yeah.
Rather than throw all that data out there, because we got a lot of people trying to interpret that data.
And I was going to request that the director puts that into his report Thursday, and we'll fly with it. If you think you could, that'd be all right.
Sure.
Thank you.
Because it says a lot of those items on there are lower than detectable limits, but they write the limit on there, and some people can get confused that that's the amount that's actually out there.
The reading, yeah.
Okay. So,
stuff like that.
Yes.
Like she was saying, that y'all didn't actually accept it. You technically did accept it when you voted to
resolution.
Have the chief sign that letter. And it wasn't 50,000, it was up to 50,000. Half.
That's correct.
Up to 50,000. So that's why half was paid.
Thank you, dear.
That's good.
And that was the resolution actually stated in that. And we approved it, and they took out, the AG's office took out the only concern that we had. There was a certain paragraph, and they struck it out. So it's actually a better document that we approved.
Right.
Okay. Update on that.
That's good. Thank you.
That and the fact that they stepped up to the plate and offered it to us to begin with. Whenever it all first happened, they said, yes, there's a program there, we will, you know, reimburse you such and such amount.
Thank you. And we also want to clarify the actual amount itself.
Yeah.
If it's received through us, and that we will go ahead and they want them to pay the contract. I'd like to move on down to the breach of trust lawsuit update. Councilman Yates had to step out. I'd like to move this on to Thursday because of Councilwoman Irwin not being present. That's big enough. I want everyone here. Any quick comments?
I just have a comment. The Southern California Osages had their meeting last weekend.
Yes.
And at that meeting, I got several calls from people out there wanting to know what we were suing the nation over, because he said in the meeting that we are suing him. And I explained to them that he did not give you a case law number.
That's correct.
There is no lawsuit that has been filed against the Osage Nation at this point in time. But they were glad that we were going to do it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Any other comments? With that, I'd like to move on down. You have also the listing of 2018 meeting dates. The Sovereign Day issue comes up, and then is the November already set aside that passes our Veterans Day. Okay, so this is what you need right here. We will take that to Thursday's meeting, look for approval.
Question?
Yes.
Also Easter, are those dates, do they affect Easter vacation?
I pulled up the situation and holiday schedule.
That they just sent out?
Yeah, it should be good to go.
Okay.
I didn't actually look and see it.
And no conflict, you didn't actually look. What were you saying about that bonus you wanted?
Hey, hey, she's doing what I tell her.
And what about the November date of the 21st, does that coincide with Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hang on, I want to check that.
Got a question?
No, I'll be right with you. We're good on the other, yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Lacey, did you help me put this together?
Yes.
Is there any, these are the Friday and the Wednesdays generally?
Except for the March meeting.
Except for the March, okay.
Easter, what's in March?
Osage Sovereignty Day.
Counsel?
It's a little bit off to be able to remind me of something I'd like to put on next week's agenda. And that's to schedule another lease sale. Or even a group of lease sales perhaps for the year, just like we're doing here on the meeting days.
Projected.
We need to set them. We need to set them when we want them and have them there. You know, we had 11 nominations when we only give these folks about less than a week, actually, by the time we got the word out to them. They only had about a week. And so that shows that there's some interest that people would put them in there. And so, you know, I think Scott's group, they got next year, but I think they're looking ahead to 19, you know, and so they could start gathering that stuff up so that they could know their drilling plans. So I think we should start having regular lease sales, and I want you to talk about that next week.
Yes, sir. Lacey, go ahead and put that under the new business. Setting dates for lease sales. And then I still would like to put in, I want it to go along in November, if that's one of the possible days, with our oil and gas summit. I think that package needs to be together.
Yes, that would be one.
Okay.
Open dates, we'll set that.
Everything will come up Thursday. The website's already taken care of, didn't need to be on your agenda. And we've already have that established, and we're just going to update it. Meeting minutes, we'll vote on Thursday to see if we actually have any other comments or changes. Amy.
If anyone wants a printed version, I have one here and in the books.
Upon request.
Yeah.
Okay. Committee reports. We'll take them to Thursday. We shouldn't have any. Scholarship would be the only one I would think of now. But it's at the end of the semester, so it's actually December's meeting where it might come out.
I think we moved the dates.
Find out for us and bring us Thursday.
It was just conversation of moving it. There wasn't official moving.
Just we'll bring it up. Okay. And give us that parameter. Other than that, I'd like to finish up with we got a young boy. He's going through a lot of surgeons. They're trying to save his sight. I want y'all to pray for him. He's one of ours from up here. I seriously mean it. It hurts me. I can't do it all. I need you. I need y'all to beg the Lord to save him. He's going blind. They're going to see if they can save him. 2:00 yesterday, him and his Osage mother and father had to face some of the hardest news that I've heard parents, I've been through that with my family, and all I know is that you've got to help them. I trust all of you. Just say a short prayer for Charlie. And with that, I'd like a motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion adjourned by Councilwoman Boone, second by Councilman Crum. I'd like to call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chichewa?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Thank you. See you next Thursday, 10 o'clock. Same bat channel, same bat time. Bam. I will be here Wednesday. I will be Thursday.
But we want you here Wednesday, just in case.
Exactly, exactly.
Just in case.
Thank you.